You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 17, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. And inclusion. Major brands pledged approximately $50 billion toward racial justice initiatives. They promised to close the wealth gap and support minority entrepreneurs. The business world described this period as a historic watershed moment. These programs aim to restructure how companies operated internally and externally. Diversity initiatives sought to increase representation across all organizational levels. Equity programs required companies to remove systemic barriers to advancement. Inclusion efforts attempted to create environments where all employees felt valued. Furthermore, supplier diversity commitments directed procurement budgets toward minority-owned businesses. Consumers believe these promises represented a permanent shift in business culture. African Americans trusted that corporations finally recognized the value of their financial contributions. By early 2025, the corporate landscape experienced a dramatic reversal. The political climate shifted, causing companies to abandon their 2020 commitments. A 2023 Supreme Court ruling effectively ended race-conscious admissions in universities. Legal activists quickly applied this same logic to private sector employment. Subsequently, the newly inaugurated Trump administration issued strict executive orders. These directives aim to eliminate diversity programs within government agencies and among federal contractors. Additionally, state legislatures introduced over 100 bills to dismantle inclusion initiatives. Corporations reacted to this impact of federal policies with fear. Brands like Target, Disney, and Wells Fargo began scaling back their diversity programs. The fear of reverse discrimination lawsuits drove executives to cancel equity initiatives. Companies quietly removed minority supplier quotas from their public goals. They disbanded internal diversity teams and altered their hiring languages. This sudden retreat signaled to Black consumers that the 2020 promises were largely performative. The rollback ignited widespread frustration across the African American diaspora. The dismantling of equity programs led to immediate consumer retaliation. In March 2025, civil rights leaders organized a massive 40-day boycott against Target. Activists launched the campaign during the Lenten season to emphasize moral accountability. The protest challenged the retailer for rolling back its initial $2 billion commitment to Black businesses. Organizers demanded the restoration of representation on store shelves. They insisted that the company fulfill its original financial promises. This targeted economic strike yielded measurable consequences for the retailer. Target reported a 1.7% decrease in net sales by the end of fiscal year 2025. Same-store sales dropped by 2.5% during the same period. The boycott heavily damaged the corporate reputation score of the brand. Eventually, leadership acknowledged a severe breakdown in trust with Black shoppers. The company ultimately added $100 million to its initial business funding commitment. Although activists did not win every demand, they proved their economic strength. The latest numbers from Nielsen confirm a structural change in consumer habits. The 2026 Black Influence Report reveals a severe consequence for misaligned brands. The data shows that 70% of Black consumers will intentionally boycott offending companies. These individuals actively avoid businesses that devalue their culture or reverse diversity commitments. This percentage reflects a highly organized and data-driven approach to spending. For the first time, corporate respect ranks higher than product quality in purchasing decisions. Nielsen research indicates that representation directly drives revenue. Black shoppers are twice as likely to patronize brands that engage them authentically. They prefer companies that advertise through trusted cultural voices and platforms. Conversely, companies that mistreat employees face immediate financial backlash. Over 57% of respondents refuse to support businesses with poor labor practices. The statistics highlight a demographic that carefully monitors corporate behavior. Brands that remain silent on social issues now face direct financial penalties from this powerful consumer base. Modern activism relies heavily on data distribution and public transparency. Organizations provide tools to help shoppers make informed economic choices. The NAACP launched a comprehensive Black consumer advisory in early 2025. This system warns individuals about corporations that have abandoned their racial equity pledges. The advisory functions as a detailed guide for targeted economic accountability. It encourages intentional spending rather than functioning as a traditional boycott call. The organization evaluates brands using specific performance metrics. The scorecard tracks the elimination of diversity roles and the reduction of supplier contracts. It also monitors corporate funding for historically black colleges. Consumers use this information for shaping political dynamics in the marketplace. The NAACP framework demands that companies publish their diversity data in quarterly reports. This level of scrutiny prevents corporations from hiding their policy changes. Shoppers now possess the necessary information to align their spending with their core values. While boycott participation rises, economic experts point to a significant internal challenge. The African American community struggles with a severe dollar circulation deficit. Researchers call this phenomenon the accountability gap. Currently, the black dollar circulates within the community for approximately 6 hours. In contrast, money stays within white communities for 17 days. Funds circulate within Asian neighborhoods for nearly 28 days. This rapid departure of wealth severely limits neighborhood economic growth. Activists work tirelessly to correct this financial imbalance. They pair negative boycotts with proactive spending campaigns. The push to buy from black-owned businesses aims to increase internal economic retention. Estimates suggest that only about 3% of total black spending reaches black-owned enterprises. Increasing this circulation rate to 10% could generate millions of new jobs. Economic withdrawal serves as half of the overall strategy. Building internal wealth through intentional investment completes the vision for total financial empowerment. The modern marketplace requires complete transparency and consistent corporate respect. Black purchasing power has evolved into a highly coordinated financial mechanism. The current 70% boycott rate signifies a permanent shift in consumer expectations. African Americans refuse to accept performative gestures or broken corporate promises. They utilize their multi-trillion dollar spending capacity to enforce strict ethical standards. Companies face a straightforward choice between authentic engagement and total financial exclusion. The legacy of economic resistance continues to adapt and strengthen. From the early grocery store pickets to modern social media blackouts, the mission remains constant. Activists prove that withholding capital remains the most effective form of protest. The community understands that money dictates policy in a capitalist society. Black consumers demand their rightful place at the economic table. They will continue to hold corporations strictly accountable for their actions and their investments. Copyright, African Elements.